So I got some big news.
Tammy Lynn and I are gonna have a baby.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, Teddy, look at this. It says if we want to have a baby, you're gonna have to prove you're a person in a court of law.
This is a nightmare.
We gotta fight it. We'll get a lawyer and we'll sue the government via civil rights.
I'm Samantha Jackson. You must be Ted.
Yeah, Samantha Jackson. What's your middle name?
Leslie.
Oh my God, you're Sam L. Jackson.
That's great. I mean, just like Sam L. Jackson.
Who is that?
You ever seen any movie ever? He's the black guy.
Okay, here's the deal. When Ted came out 2 years ago, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I've generally found Seth MacFarlane's comedy pretty funny at times, and the film delivered exactly what I wanted from him. However, like any successful movie, there's a need to deliver a sequel, whether one's warranted or not. And in the case of Ted 2, it seemed like the need for the sequel, and many of the jokes, were in place before the actual story was. In Ted 2, the talking teddy bear marries his white trash girlfriend and they plan to adopt a baby. However, they soon discover that the state doesn't consider him a person, so Ted sues for his civil rights. Admittedly, there are some funny moments here and there in the film. However, many of the gags are just crammed in there without any bearing on what is actually happening in the story. And contrary to what MacFarlane has said on social media, the funniest moments are indeed in the trailer. This, along with having to awkwardly explain why Mila Kunis isn't in the film, Mark Wahlberg having to play a forgettable supporting role, and the script aggressively doubling down on pot humor, makes Ted 2 entirely forgettable. Ted 2 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.